The epistle for today's Mass is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Colossians. Brethren, giving thanks to God the Father, who hath made us worthy to be partakers of the lot of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the remission of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For in him were all things created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominations or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and in him. And he is before all, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may hold the primacy. Because in him it hath well pleased the Father that all fullness should dwell, and through him to reconcile all things unto himself, making peace through the blood of his cross, both as to the things that are on earth and the things that are in heaven, in Jesus Christ our Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 18. At that time, Pilate said to Jesus, "Art thou the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or have others told it thee of me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and a chief of priests have delivered thee up to me. What hast thou done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would certainly strive that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from hence." Pilate therefore said to him, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest that I am a king. For this was I born, and for this came I into the world, that I should give testimony to the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." Thus are the words of today's Holy Gospel. "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest that I am a king. For this was I born, and for this came I into the world." These words are taken from today's Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We read in today's Gospel the scene from the life of our Lord where he had been arrested at the Garden of Gethsemane. He was put on a mock trial by the Jewish high court in the middle of the night, and he was found guilty of death. He was dragged from the Jewish religious court to the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate. What is ironic about this scene that is presented to us in today's Gospel is here is our Lord whose hands are bound like a common criminal. He is dragged before the Roman governor, and Pilate, his judge, asks Jesus, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" In other words, he was accused of being a king. Our Lord answered Pilate by saying that his kingdom was not of this world. And Christ then went on to say that if his kingdom were of this world, his servants would not have allowed him to be delivered up to the Jews. Pilate, hearing our Lord speak of his kingdom, therefore asked, "Art thou a king then?" And we have positive proof of our Lord's authority and kingship by his answer. Our Lord answered, "For this was I born, and for this came I into the world." My dear friends, the kingship for which our Lord seeks is to reign on the throne of your heart. And it is not until we allow God to conquer our mind and our heart that we will find satisfaction in this life. As St. Augustine says, our hearts are restless until they rest in thee, O Lord. Now, my dear friends, the life of our Lord on earth can be summed up in the words of St. John the Evangelist, who said, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. God the Father sent his only begotten Son to his creatures, but sadly, most of them rejected him. They rejected him from the time of his birth until the time of his death. When our Lord was born in Bethlehem, there was no room for him in the inn. Our Lady and St. Joseph were refused lodging and had to settle for a stable built for animals. Then during his public life, our Lord traveled all over Palestine, but almost no one offered him lodging. Our Lord was forced to say, the foxes have holes and the birds of the air nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And the rejection of our Savior came to its height at the palace of Pilate when he suffered the cruel scourging and was crowned with thorns. Pilate put this question to the Jewish mob, shall I crucify your king? But they answered him in hypocrisy, we have no king but Caesar. And so our Lord, who was truly their king, was taken away to be crucified by the very ones he came to save. My dear friends, the Son of God made man came to this earth 2,000 years ago. He was rejected then. And 2,000 years later, he is again rejected. The world rejects Christ. Like the Jews, they do not want Christ to be their king. They do not want to follow his laws, nor do they want Christ to be a part of their lives. Many even seek to destroy his very name. They want nothing to do with Jesus, their king. We, on the other hand, by his grace and mercy, are his chosen friends. He has handpicked us, so to speak, and has blessed us with the one true faith in these evil times. So many have fallen away, but we, by his grace, have been preserved. We, therefore, cannot reject Christ. If we reject him, or at least if we are indifferent to him, how much more painful will it be to his sacred heart? We cannot allow ourselves to be indifferent to the heart of our God. But how can we renew our fervor? How can we prevent this coldness and indifference in our own hearts, which rapidly grows in the rest of the world? Well, my dear friends, if you have never enthroned the Sacred Heart of Jesus in your home, consider doing this to make Jesus the King of your home and to prevent a worldly influence in your home. Make him the center of your lives and the King of your home. This is the purpose of the ceremony of enthronement. It is a ceremony by which Jesus Christ is made an official member of the family. Father Matteo, who was the originator of this ceremony, said that in the enthronement ceremony, Jesus, King of Love, comes to the threshold of the home and asks for his place in it. This ceremony of enthronement is not just another pious devotion, and it is not an empty ceremony. The purpose of the ceremony is to sanctify the Christian family, to make the heart of Christ the center of the family life. By this ceremony, the family truly makes Jesus the king of their home. And in turn, Jesus really enters the home to have a part in and guide the whole life of the family. The enthronement then is a true and practical means by which the Sacred Heart enters our homes. My dear friends, it is wondrous to think that the eternal Son of God made man still looks for a home to dwell in. We who are his chosen few must make a place for him in our homes. If you have not yet made Jesus the king of your home by the ceremony of the Sacred Heart enthronement, I strongly encourage you to have this done. And I assure you that the priests will be glad to come to your home to enthrone the Sacred Heart. Take advantage of this great opportunity to make Christ the king of your families. Remember the promises of the Sacred Heart. I will establish peace in their houses, and I will bless every place where a picture of my heart shall be set up and honored. And for those who have already had the enthronement ceremony, make sure to live the enthronement. And what I mean by that is to remember Jesus every day. Treat him as one of the family. Make sure his laws are respected and kept. Pray together with your family before the image of the Sacred Heart. Say the rosary every day. Go to confession and communion often. And most especially, keep out of your house all things which offend our divine Savior. And those things I refer to are the impure entertainment and the sinful pleasures of this world. The movies, TV shows, the music, and the internet. Guard yourselves and your children from the filth and corruption that the world praises today. Parents, teach your children by your word, but most especially by your example, what it truly means to be a good Catholic and a true follower of Christ. And let us honor him by praying our daily prayers, especially the family rosary before his image. For wherever the king reigns, so too must the queen, our blessed mother. May Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, rule over our minds and our hearts, and may he find a resting place in your homes. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.